Panama, like its Central American neighbors, is struggling with rising numbers of people in gangs. A recent census by the country's security forces put the number of criminal organizations operating in Panama now at about 200. One neighborhood in the capital's historic Old City is taking on its gang problem. As NPR's Carrie Kahn reports, it involves strange partnerships.
First meet Casey Harden.
I moved to Panama 12 years ago just to surf and do nothing for a couple years, I thought.
The still super tan former New York corporate lawyer not only fell in love with the country, but also with Panama City's old historic neighborhood known as Casco Viejo.
I wound up getting myself into real estate development somehow.
He's rehabbed some of the old city's most gorgeous properties, including the neoclassical American Trade Hotel and the Art Deco former Citibank headquarters. That was no easy feat, considering the hotel was in ruins and had become home to one of the old city's fiercest gangs. Which brings us to the other partner in the rehabilitation of the neighborhood, the gang members.
Mi nombre es Luis Ricardo James, y tengo 24 años.
Meet 24-year-old Luis Ricardo James. Everyone calls him Ricky.
Nosotros nos dedicábamos era a robarle a los turistas y esas cosas así para poder sobrevivir.
We used to rob tourists here. That's how we survived, says Ricky. So did his cousin Antonio Luis James, who was the leader of the local gang.
Aquí, 5 años atrás, mataron un hermano mío. Aquí en esta.
Standing just blocks from Harden's restored hotel, where a room can go for up to $400 a night, James points to a rundown house. His brother, also a gang member, was shot dead there. The dispute was over a stolen necklace. Both James have spent time in prison, Ricky 7 months for a firearms violation, Antonio 3 years for what he says was an accessory to murder charge. 2 years ago, with Harden's help in a local evangelical church, the men and dozens more began a rehabilitation program. They got job training and self-esteem building. A year ago, they opened a fruit stand, a local bar, and now cater to tourists instead of robbing them.
Muy buenas tardes, bienvenido a Fortaleza Tour.
On this hot and humid afternoon, Antonio James is giving a tour of Casco Viejo. Along the way, we learn about its history. We see sites like the colonial-era wall that guarded the city from pirates. We meet neighbors like a 92-year-old woman who lives in government-subsidized housing and won't be pushed out by rising rents and gentrification. We also stop at what used to be gang hotspots.
Es mi madre.
¿Es tu madre?
Sí. Orgullosa de lo que hago.
James also stops to point out his mom, who's waving furiously at us from the third floor of an old wooden building. He says she's really proud of him and his turnaround. With his earnings from the tour and his fruit stand, James is putting his younger sister through college. She too beams at us from across the street as we continue on the tour. Police crime stats testify to the old city's revitalization. There's only been one robbery this year. Harden and the James cousins hope they can spread that good fortune and pacification strategies to other parts of the country and even beyond. But while Panama is struggling with a growing gang problem and new ties to international crime groups, violence here is nowhere near the levels experienced in El Salvador or Honduras, says Ana Seyes de Palacio of the Institute of Criminology at Panama University. But Seyes says it will require resources, technical expertise, and political will to keep combating gangs so they don't reach critical levels. Developer Casey Harden couldn't agree more. He likes to say you can't have healthy societies without healthy cities, and he hopes that redevelopment without displacing local residents will be part of that strategy.
Revitalizing the city core and doing it in an inclusive, sustainable way is just I see it as like a national priority for a lot of Latin America.
Former gang member turned tour guide Ricky James wants the same. He says he wants a better neighborhood and life for his children.
Ahora que trabajo realmente.
And he adds, honest work is better. Yes, he says, he's making more money giving tours to tourists than robbing them. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Panama City, Panama.